Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another Daily Devotion. It's great to be together. It's great to open up God's Word. If it's your first time tuning in, a very warm welcome to you. We've been working our way through some of the epistles in the New Testament. And just a big thank you to those of you who yesterday gave me some feedback and said the microphone was ridiculously quiet. Well, it turns out I managed to stuff something up, which isn't abnormal. But thanks very much for letting me know nonetheless. If you ever do have something wrong with the video or the quality or the audio or anything, please do tell me because then I can address the issue. I think I got two or three people sending me through a message and letting me know that there was something wrong with the audio. So it was great to be able to get that addressed once again. Well, we're going to be looking at 1 John chapter 5. So before we do that, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you are loving, you are gracious, you are merciful, and we thank you that we can be together again, and we ask that you would bless us with your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, as I say, 1 John chapter 5, first five verses. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Well, a proper view of many different theological concepts, doctrines, are really, really important and can change a whole lot of things. And one of those is adoption and regeneration. And we hold them differently. They're different ideas. Regeneration is what God does by his Spirit. And we call it the new birth. It's the idea that God creates a new person. And the event that unfolds from that is what we call eventually adoption. And it's the idea that God calls us his children, and we get to call him our Father. And to be honest, I think adoption, if anything, is probably one of the most important and pinnacle things that happens to us and that really defines who we are as Christians. In fact, I think it's really a sign of your maturity as a believer whether you understand what adoption means for you. And one of the signs of maturity is that a person is able to call God not just a generic God, not just generic Lord, not just some being up there, but my Father. And it's a sign of spiritual immaturity sometimes when a person doesn't have that relational language, that ability to see God as their Father in heaven. And so what I want us to do today is, looking at John chapter 5, the first five verses, is to think about the fruit that comes from the fact that God is our Father, that we've been born into this new family. You see, John 5, interestingly, these first five verses are a summary of a very long, prolonged argument of John. John has been driving home the same two or three things over and over and over and over again. And he's been pushing them really hard. And now these five verses are like a summary of all of that brought together. But rather than rehashing what we've been talking about for the last few weeks, I'd like us really just to focus in upon this beautiful doctrine, this beautiful idea that we are children of God. So what is the outcome of God's making us his children? What is the outcome of God causing us to be born again? Well, the first thing that happens is faith. Have a look at verse 1. In verse 1 it says, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. So John says, the first outcome of our being born again is we believe in Jesus. And this is really important. You see, some people will say that my belief is what caused me to become a child of God. My belief is what caused me to be born again. In other words, God was waiting for me to believe in order for him to save me. But John clearly says here that our faith is not the cause of regeneration. It's not the cause of our coming into the family of God. But our faith is the result of God's work through his Spirit. So God, through his Spirit, has given birth to a new person, a new heart, a new believer, and therefore faith comes from that. And it's really important because it means God is the cause. God is the cause of your belief, not yourself. You cannot take any credit. You cannot praise yourself and say, I've done such a marvelous job in believing in Jesus Christ. No, you can only say, down me and up God. For God is the cause even of my belief in him. But notice what this regeneration, this faith-creating regeneration leads to. It leads to love of others. The love of others. Have a look at verse 1 again, the second half. Everyone who loves the Father, so this regeneration causes us to love the Father because we've become children of the Father now. He's given birth to us. He's brought us into the family. We're adopted. We're his children. We love him. And therefore, everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. And we won't drum this a lot, because we've talked about this quite a bit over the last few days, that one of the reasons we love each other is because we are brothers and sisters, because we have the same Father. And so the natural result from God's work in us is that we love each other because he's our Father, because we've been adopted into the same family. But notice, not only does it create love of others, but it creates love of God. Have a look at verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. So the one of the fruits of adoption is we begin to love God, and we express that love by keeping his commandments, by obedience. You remember the words of Jesus when he's talking to his disciples, and he says to them, if you love me, you will do what I command. Now, he doesn't say you will earn your place in my family by keeping my commands. But if you follow the logic of John here, what is it? You've become part of the family of God. God has reborn you. He's brought you into his household. He's brought you into his family. Therefore, you're going to be obedient. And that's how you're going to show that you love me. It's in the same way that we deal with our children. And I'm often saying to my kids, and have through the years, you're a Hargort. It's my last name, obviously. You're a Hargort. Now act like one. See, it's not become a Hargort. It's not you need to do what I say. You need to do what Dad says because that way you're going to be a Hargort. No, no, you are a Hargort. You are one of my children. Therefore, go and act like one. And that's what John's saying. He says, the fact of God being our Father means we're going to act like his children. We're going to act like him. And wasn't this the very thing that God wanted from Adam and Eve in the garden? I made you in my image. I made you in my image, just like me. Now go forth and act like me. Be creators, be conquerors, do all that I've set before you, care for the garden, love one another, walk in relationship with me, walk in relationship with one another. But notice that being a child of God means obedience is not a chore. And this is, I think, probably an area the church has not been that good at talking about. Have a look at verse 3 with me again. This is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. The word for burdensome is heavy. They're not heavy to us. You know what it's like when you've got to carry something that's heavy? A burden. We don't really use the word burden in New Zealand very often, but the idea that you have to pick up something really heavy and carry it. Now, that's okay for a short period of time. You know, like if someone says, oh, pick up that when I was a kid. Example of this, when I was a kid, we had to carry 20 litre buckets of milk and go and feed the calves on the dairy farm. And so Dad would say, go get the milk and go feed the calves. And it was hard. They were heavy. 20 litres of milk is heavy when you're quite young. And I'm trying to carry two of these and it would take me ages to get them across there. But I could do it because it was a short gap. But if my dad had said to me, carry that 20 litre bucket for the rest of the day, I'd probably pass out somewhere. Well, this is what the Christian life is like for those who don't understand adoption. If you don't understand that God is your loving Father who gets you to do things and tells you to do things that are for your good, and that he tells you because he loves you and he's telling you because he knows what's best for you, if you don't understand that, all of his commands are going to be like carrying that 20-liter bucket, but you're going to do them for your whole life. See, the sign of an immature Christian is not necessarily that they don't do stuff. It's that they do things, they fulfill commands, but they do it with a great sense of burden, like it's a chore. You know, Sabbath keeping. Just think about the Sabbath. You know, how often do you hear Christians in the church bemoaning the Sabbath? Oh, if I could just work on the Sunday. Oh, if I could just mow my lawn on the Sunday, or whatever it is. Oh, if I could just do this on the Sunday. I hate the fact that I have to sit down. I hate the fact that I have to not do things. All you hear is complaining and moaning about how burdensome the Sabbath is. And it's because they fail to understand that God loves them so much. He says, I love you so much. I want you to just rest one day a week out of your love for me, because you know that I know what is good for you. I want you to sit down and just rest and enjoy me. Worship me. Relax with me. See, if we're immature, we'll see that as a burden, won't we? But if we're spiritually mature and discerning, these commands will actually cause us joy. See, one of the real signs of maturity is that the Christian seeks to obey God out of joy, out of love, and it doesn't feel like a burden. But lastly, notice the splendid outcome. The splendid outcome, verse 4 and 5. Everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? And John just wraps it all tidily back up again, doesn't he? We spoke a little bit about overcoming the world not so long ago. This reality of conquering the world. This reality of the fact that though the world oppress us and push in against us, yet it can never obtain the final victory over us, because our faith is grounded and founded in God and in faith in Christ Jesus. And so Paul would say, we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. My dear friends, knowing God as your Father is essential to the Christian faith. It's essential. Wrapped up in it, is all the privileges of the Christian faith. You know, it's the only religion where God adopts us. I mean, there's some twisted, morphed versions of it, but it's the only place where you find true father and son relationship between God and man. And he's done it in Christ. I'd love for you to be able to experience, if you haven't before, experience the free joy and blessing of seeing God as your Father. Let me exhort you, let me challenge you, let me encourage you to turn to God's Word and go to prayer and ask God to help you to see him as your Father, to help you understand the depths of the reality of adoption. Because as I say, in it are the blessings of the faith. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the Apostle John and all that he shows us. We pray that your word would continue to bear forth fruit in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thanks so much for tuning in with me again. It's been great to spend another 15 minutes together. I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. We'll be continuing our way. I think we've got probably another two or three devotions in John, first letter to John, and then we'll be in second letter to John. Oh, second letter of John to someone else is probably more accurate. The other thing is, tomorrow is devotion number 100. And so for the live viewers, I'm going to be doing a little giveaway tomorrow. Well, unfortunately, you may have to wait till lockdown's over for me to be able to send it away. But I'll be doing a little giveaway to a couple of people that are on live stream tomorrow. So we'll be excited to see that, number 100. I hope you have a most blessed evening, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow afternoon. Have a great night. If I can find the close button.